After the 9/11 attacks, James Halpern led the first team of mental health workers at Ground Zero. The founding director of the Institute for Disaster Mental Health at the State University of New York at New Paltz says he is offended by an ad that attacks Antonio Delgado, the Democratic candidate in New York's 19th congressional district. The Super PAC ad shows the burning Twin Towers. Halpern says the context in which the image is shown dishonors the memory of the civilians and first responders lost that day. I spoke with Halpern about the ad and more, a warning some listeners may find the story upsetting.
Sometimes I worry that the attacks on 9/11 were more impactful and more effective than people realize. I think we all know that 3,000 people died on that day, but sometimes people forget that there were tens of thousands of men and women who worked through the recovery process, recovering body parts, tens of thousands of body parts. And it may take decades before we know the full extent of all of the physical and emotional trauma. World Trade Center Health Program is now treating 42,000 with certified health conditions, 6,000, 9,000 with cancer, and I'm one of those survivors. But people also, I think, can forget that terrorism is psychological warfare, and it's a style of political violence intended to assault safety, security, cohesion, and intended to create divisions and scapegoats and xenophobia. And we, I think, could all agree that we're seeing more of that in our country right now. So that particular ad that's being run in the 19th district, I think it is put out by the Congressional Leadership Fund, spends hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of dollars to attack Antonio Delgado as anti-American, and politicizes all of us victims of 9/11 with the burning Twin Towers in our state where thousands of people died. And because I was so close to all of those events and so close to so many people who got sick, people who perished, family members and so forth, I think that that event is minimized by people who seek to use the deaths of innocent people for their political agenda. So it doesn't just, I'm sure it offends Delgado, but it offends victims and survivors as well. And I would hope that Congressman Faso would denounce the ad and call for its removal. It is highly offensive.
The ad is from the Congressional Leadership Fund Political Action Committee. The Faso campaign declined to comment, citing federal law that does not permit coordination with super PACs, including commenting on ads. A spokesperson for the super PAC did not respond in time for this broadcast. Now, I know you support Antonio Delgado, but I'm assuming this ad would be offensive to you no matter who put it out.
Absolutely. I think that, again, disasters can be used to score political points in various directions. I remember so well in the immediate aftermath of 9/11 how we unified as a country, and the right and left came together as we went to Ground Zero down the West Side Highway to do the work that we were doing. There were people cheering all of us. It seemed very clear to me that there were people of all political stripes, all ethnic groups, races and religions supporting that recovery effort. And very disheartening to see that an ad like that would divide us.
It's obvious what the ad is doing for you and that it prompted you to speak out, but what do you think it's doing for the families and loved ones of victims of 9/11?
Well, that, I think, is my primary concern. I think that seeing those burning towers in that way certainly could be a trigger. It could certainly inspire hate. It could certainly inspire scapegoating and xenophobia. and could create lots of reminders and problems and triggers for them.
The image of the burning towers in the ad is quite brief, but, says Halper, notable.
And there is a way in which it's placed, I think, in a very sophisticated way to tie the candidate to terrorism, and seems so offensive in that way. And again, I think it's my own personal response from being there and being with survivors and victims. There were so few bodies that were intact on that day. So it's so powerful and so poignant that just the brief scene of the Twin Towers burning is very evocative for us who were close to it.
Halpern describes his work when leading the first team of mental health workers at Ground Zero.
I worked at Ground Zero for several days. I focused my work on managing the missing persons hotline that first week because that was the point of contact when survivors were looking for lost loved ones. They were calling into that hotline, and I was training call takers and call responders. I also escorted FDNY families to the site so they could see where their loved one perished. I worked at respite centers, family assistance centers, assisted when people returned to Battery Park City, and assisted at the various memorials for 10 or 15 years after the event.
Halpern says the field of disaster mental health has grown since 9/11.
It was a very early field on 9/11. It was really only the beginning of disaster mental health. And it was really out of that that the Institute developed and grew. It's now under the very strong leadership of Dr. Amy Nitsa. We know better how to help people who are traumatized by catastrophic events. There's pretty clear understanding of the principles that should underlie those helping behaviors, making sure that we can do all we can to promote safety and help people to feel safe and be safe and keep them calm, help them understand that they have some agency, that they can support themselves, helping them to take advantage of their connections to family and friends and clergy and others, helping them to promote hope. These principles were often carried out on 9/11, but it wasn't so widely understood. And we now have a much better trained group of professionals to provide support to disaster survivors, and we're certainly going to need them.
James Halpern is founding director of the Institute for Disaster Mental Health at SUNY New Paltz. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.